I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. Last week's memorials for Ronald Reagan again raised the issue of using embryonic stem cells for medical research. They might be useful for doctors studying Alzheimer's disease that afflicted the late president, but it's a complicated question, politically and medically. Day to Day's Mike Pesca reports.
President Reagan's death brought a week of mostly bipartisan mourning to the Capitol, followed by politicians of both parties rushing to lay claim to parts of his legacy. On the Democratic side, in a radio address the day after Reagan's funeral, Senator John Kerry spoke of Nancy Reagan's devotion to her husband.
She told the world that Alzheimer's had taken her own husband to a distant place. And then she stood up to help find a breakthrough that someday will spare other husbands, wives, children, and parents from the same kind of heartache. Millions share this hope. And it's because of their commitment that stem cell research has brought us closer to finding ways to treat Alzheimer's and many other diseases.
Later, Senate Minority Leader Tom Daschle mentioned that Democrats might introduce stem cell legislation, possibly named after Reagan. Conservative Republicans point out that Ronald Reagan's death doesn't change their basic argument. They say that preventing the opening of more embryonic stem cell lines protects human life. President Bush was asked if Ron Reagan Jr.'s eulogy was subtly urging him to open up more lines for stem cell research.
He said that politicians should not wear religious faith on their sleeve, and a lot of Republicans interpreted those remarks as being critical of you and your position on stem cell. I'd like to ask you about that.
President Bush chose to answer only the non-stem cell part of that double-barreled question.
I'm very mindful about saying, you know, oh, vote for me, I'm more religious than my neighbor.
But the White House has said, through spokesmen, that their position on stem cells hasn't changed. If change is to come on stem cell research, Republican Congressman Mike Castle of Delaware believes it will have to be by members of the president's own party gently leading the way. Castle wrote a letter signed by 206 additional members of Congress urging the White House to expand its stem cell research policy. 58 senators, including 14 Republicans, signed a similar letter. Castle has met with Karl Rove and White House officials and senses that there's some wiggle room in their position.
You know, having been in government long enough, I can get a sense that when somebody just absolutely doesn't want to talk to you about it and when they're considering possible changes. And I would suggest that if we can somehow work out language so that there is a possibility of change here.
But politicians opposed to opening up more embryonic stem cell lines have recently been firing back. For instance, Congressman Dave Weldon of Florida, a medical doctor, quoted researchers who say that it's unlikely that embryonic stem cells would ever be useful in treating Alzheimer's disease. In fact, most researchers agree that Alzheimer's is far from the first disease which would benefit from stem cell research. Dr. Sam Gandy is vice chairman of the Alzheimer's Association's Medical and Scientific Council.
In the short run, stem cell research isn't likely to be a treatment for Alzheimer's in the next few years.
But Gandy says in the long term, breakthroughs in research with diseases like Huntington's or Parkinson's could help Alzheimer's patients. Representative Mike Castle says that if that day comes, the political issues will take care of themselves. He thinks there will be a groundswell of support for stem cell research and that the fight to allow it will become part of history. For Day to Day, I'm Mike Pesca.